The day Shiloh come, we're having us a big Sunday dinner. Dara Lynn's dipping bread in her glass of cold tea the way she likes, and Becky pushes her beans up over the edge of her plate in her rush to get them down. Ma gives us her scolding look. "Just once in my life," she says, "I'd like to see a bite of food go direct from the dish into somebody's mouth without a detour of any kind." She's looking at me when she says it, though. "It isn't that I don't like fried rabbit. Like it fine. I just don't want to bite down on buckshot is all. And I'm checking each piece."
"I looked that rabbit over good, Marty, and you won't find any buckshot in that thigh," Dad says, buttering his bread. "I shot him in the neck."
Well, somehow I wish he hadn't said that. I push the meat from one side of my plate to the other, through the sweet potatoes and back again. "Did it die right off?" I ask, knowing I can't eat it all unless it had.
"Soon enough."
"You shoot its head clean off?" Dara Lynn asks. She's like that. Dad chews real slow before he answers.
"Not quite," he says, and goes on eating.
Which is when I leave the table. The best thing about Sundays is we eat our big meal at noon. Once you get your belly full, you can walk all over West Virginia before you're hungry again. Any other day, you start out after dinner, you've got to come back when it's dark. I take the .22 rifle Dad had given me in March on my 11th birthday and set out up the road to see what I can shoot. Like to find me an apple hanging way out on a branch, see if I can bring it down. Line up a few cans on a rail fence and shoot them off. Never shoot at anything moving, though. Never had the slightest wish.